This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wiggins!
Oh! Wiggins!
Well, I would like to start this by saying that, I'm going to say this between now and November as much as I possibly can.
Okay.
That the machine won yesterday.
The machine.
The machine won. The machine of politics has been dictating Democrat candidates for now three cycles at least that we know of. Starting in 2016, you know for sure that Bernie had all the momentum and the machine said, nope, it's going to be Hillary.
Yep.
And they lost. In 2020.
Bernie had the momentum again.
Bernie did for a little bit, but you know who won the first two states? It was Klobuchar and Buttigieg.
True.
And then South Carolina came around and they said, we don't like those two. We're going to anoint Joe Biden. The machine said it's going to be Biden. What did Buttigieg and Klobuchar do?
Fell
in line and endorsed him, even though they had won the first two states.
Well, they won the first two states, but I seem to remember that they thought that Super Tuesday or whatever that was going to be a very good Bernie day.
Yeah.
That's all true.
And they were all worried about Bernie again.
They have over and over and over selected candidates against the voters' wishes, and they've done it again this year. Now, you could say, well, people were starting to sour on Biden. That's fair. But the machine told Biden, this is what you're going to do, because he was issuing statements. His campaign was issuing statements yesterday that he was not getting out of the campaign.
Yes.
And yet he did it because of pressure from the machine.
I watched a guy on Sunday Morning Futures, I think it was, who said, to be clear, he has said he is in this race and we are backing him. And not 2 hours after that show, we got the letter from Biden.
And the exact opposite has happened in the last three election cycles on the Republican side. You have a apparatus in place, a machine, if you will.
Yeah.
And the voters have rejected it every single time in favor of, right now, Donald Trump.
Those damn Republicans won't get in line.
Those Republicans seem to be thinking pretty free and clear. And here's the thing, and this is what the point I'm going to make over and over and over, is that on the Republican side, you have the people's wishes dictating their candidate.
Yeah.
On the Democrat side, you have the machine's wishes, the state, whatever you want to call it, dictating the candidate, saying this is who you will have. You better like it. The one good thing that you see is they're still worried about the election, which means if they thought they had the election in the bag, they wouldn't be this worried about it. So if you're worried about fraud and all these other things, look to that. Look to these people being that worried and say, no. They're still very worried because you have a very, very good chance of winning this election.
They are very, very worried.
Oh, yeah. They're panicking. I forget who I told this morning. I said, I think that a lot of the hype around Kamala is kind of a false hype. I was looking on Twitter and I was like, man, who are you trying to convince?
Right.
I feel like you're not trying to convince me.
So for this Wiggins America, I wanted to set that up because there's somebody in American politics who I absolutely love.
Okay.
I don't necessarily love everything that she does. I really don't like almost anything she says, but I really, really love her name. Her name is Debbie Dingell.
Debbie Dingell.
And I've always wanted to have a segment, whether it be here on the Annie Fry Show or on my weekend show, called Dingell Dishes.
Now, isn't she Michigan?
She's Michigan Democrat.
Thank you.
And she's one of the Democrats who will go on Fox News, so maybe that's why I see her a little more often than others.
Right.
But yesterday, right after Biden had announced that he was not going to seek re-election, you know, we here at 97.1 went to national coverage pretty much the whole afternoon. So like you, I was mowing the grass yesterday before coming and doing my show in the evening. And just listening to Fox News and listening to the analysts, it was great. It was commercial-free.
It was.
It was awesome.
I'm sure the advertisers were very happy.
Yeah, the station's not real happy when that happens, but that's what we do.
We hope our check clears. But beyond that, it was good reporting.
So I heard Brett Baer had Debbie Dingell on, and I was like, here we go. It's Dingell time.
Dingell dishes.
And I wanted to pull a clip because this, to me, suggests possible talking points, because she, in about 1 minute, she goes through three different talking points that I'm like, ooh, which one of those is good? Which one are they going to go with?
Yeah.
So I'm going to play the whole clip, and we can talk about each one individually to see if you think any of these are going to stick. Here you go.
As commander-in-chief, we're in a very dangerous place around the world. That's what many Republicans are saying tonight. Why shouldn't he step down as president?
Brett, I'm going to answer that question very directly. Then I want you to go back to the poll question. I was with him for more than an hour, one-on-one, last week. He was as focused and as capable as I've ever known him to be. A variety of political circumstances, starting with, without fail, a very bad debate, have caused him to come to this point. But I have seen absolutely nothing that indicates that he cannot serve out the remainder of his presidential term to which he was elected for. And a lot of Republicans are being very political today. They're trying to cause chaos. They managed to help create a lot of chaos. And that's what we have to remind them is at stake in November. Chaos or actually getting a job done.
Okay, so first of all, sorry that the volume was so low on that clip. That's my fault. But the first talking point is that Dingell says that he is the sitting president. Yes, he's not going to be the candidate, but he is sharp as a tack.
Right.
So he's nailing.
He's capable.
So he's good enough to be president.
He's definitely good enough to be president. And I mean, the stuff she was saying is, I've never seen him more capable than right now.
Like, really?
Really? Okay.
So he's been that bad for this long.
So that's the first one that they're going with. The second that she mentioned there is that he has to serve this out because he was elected. How could we go against the will of the people? That's what she said. She said he was elected. Now we have to let him serve out the term because that's what the people chose. I hope they go with this talking point.
Didn't the people pick him to be the candidate?
I think they did. And you can say all day if you want to. You can, because this is what they're going to say, that he made this decision on his own. I've even heard the words courageous and heroic applied to him.
He's
in the last
ultimate patriot.
25, exactly. That kind of stuff. That this was his choice.
So what was the third one?
The third one is that this is Republicans trying to just cause chaos.
Oh, yeah.
She says at the end there that this is the party of chaos. Of course they're trying to bring chaos to us. This has all been Republicans' fault that there's chaos in the Democrat Party. Now, Mike, I don't know if any of those are going to stick, but I figured I'd throw them out there, just get ahead of them, just in case you hear them again.
You can't blame them for trying, can you?
Well, they got to throw something at the wall. I mean, at this point, they're in such disarray, they've got to find something that's going to stick. So I'm curious to see which of those, or maybe go off the board and pick another, are they going to do for their talking points as we get forward?
Yeah, it'll be an interesting season.
It's going to be an interesting month leading up to the convention.
Come on, if you're tuning in, you know this is just the most insane season I think we've ever seen.
Well, we're going to talk to Steve Moore on the other side of the break, and I cannot wait to see what Steve Moore has to say about what's going on. It's the Annie Fry Show. She will be back tomorrow, and I'm sure she will have a lot to
say.
Oh, Thursday. Well, sorry, I won't be here. Steve Moore's on the other side on the Annie Fry Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.